Welcome to Israel 18 News at 6 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Across Israel, the evening is cooling down with comfortable temperatures. Tel Aviv enjoys clear skies, while in Jerusalem the weather remains mild. Visitors in Haifa can expect a pleasant night under the stars. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, Iran has fired warning shots at two ships in the Strait of Hormuz as clashes with the U.S. intensify. According to the Times of Israel, Iranian media reports two killed and three injured by U.S. strikes. Also, earlier this hour, IDF Chief Lieutenant General Eyal Zamir warns that a draft exemption bill could shatter trust among Israeli soldiers. As reported by I-24 News, he urges Netanyahu and Katz to halt the legislation. Also this hour, Houthis accuse Saudi Arabia of striking Sana'a airport to block an Iranian plane. Ynet reports this attack marks an end to a period of de-escalation. Separately, from earlier today, Israel-Lebanon talks hinge on dismantling Hezbollah. JNS reports the meetings will test a U.S.-brokered plan involving IDF pullbacks. And finally, Ro Khanna claims that armed settlers detained him in the West Bank. JT details how the Democratic congressman disputes the IDF's account of the incident. Here's what people are saying online. The Miskav Institute for National Security posted minutes ago that historical U.S. intervention stopped Iranian threats in the Gulf, emphasizing the importance of U.S. bases in the region. Joel Pollack highlighted a long-running campaign against Jewish charities, sharing an opinion piece from the Wall Street Journal. Arsen Ostrowski noted that after nearly 3 years, the UN finally admits Hamas is hijacking aid in Gaza. He questions if the international community will address this. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Strait of Hormuz, the Times of Israel reports that tensions between Iran and the U.S. escalate as Iran fires warning shots at two ships. This incident follows U.S. strikes that Iran claims killed two and injured three. Tehran accuses the U.S. of hindering negotiations about the critical maritime passage. The situation could further strain diplomatic relations in the region. Turning to the IDF draft exemption bill, I-24 News covers Lieutenant Gen Eyal Zamir's warning that the proposed legislation will deepen inequality and exacerbate the military's manpower crisis. He urges the Israeli leadership to reconsider, highlighting the potential for diminished morale among soldiers. This internal debate could impact Israel's defense readiness. Meanwhile, Ynet reports on the Houthi accusations against Saudi Arabia for striking Sana'a airport. The alleged attack disrupted an Iranian plane and ended a period of reduced tensions. Riyadh has yet to confirm involvement, but this development could reignite conflict in the region. Separately, JNS focuses on Israel-Lebanon talks, where dismantling Hezbollah is a key issue. The U.S.-brokered plan involves IDF pullbacks and establishing Lebanese army zones. Success in these talks might reduce regional tensions, but failure could maintain the status quo of hostility. Finally, JTA covers Ro Khanna's account of being detained by armed settlers in the West Bank. He disputes the IDF's version of events, stating on Meet the Press that the military is not truthful. This incident raises questions about security and governance in the West Bank. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports a woman who slipped near a hotel dining room in Eilut received over $1 million in compensation. Her injury, initially deemed minor, turned out to be complex. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reveals outrage after a cat was filmed eating inside a chicken refrigerator at a Yochananov branch. The incident raised significant hygiene concerns. And finally, CTEC highlights the global deployment of Israel's Iron Dome. The U.S. Marines successfully tested the MRI system in Guam, marking a new phase for the Tamir missile as it extends its protective reach beyond Israeli borders. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 7 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.